Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
So give me a home where the buffalo roam. Just get me the heck out of this sod house. You know, I used to say there weren't any great songs about sod houses because no one went all that rhapsodic about living in thick dirt. No siree. Not long ago, I found one. I'm not lying. A song about a sod house. Let's be plain talking here. It's not got the lyricism of Home on the Range or Tumbling Tumbleweeds, but it's real, an actual song about soddies. When we left our home back yonder, we had all that mortal needs. Horses, cows, and tools abundant, household goods and garden seeds. Covered wagon full to bursting, Bob and Betty full of glee. Going west to take a homestead, happy kitties, Kate and me. It's coming, don't get anxious. Soon we landed in Nebraska, where they had much land to spare. But most ever since we've been here, we've been mad enough to swear. First, we built us a sod house and we tried to raise some trees, but the land was full of coyotes and our sod house full of fleas. Now you're saying, I can hear you, that there's nothing the least bit celebratory in that muddy ode. Whatever sod buster penned it wasn't taken with his country home. No wide copper bowl of sky. No endless swirl of coneflowers just outside. That dumb song is no tribute, you're saying. Look, it's not easy to wax nostalgic about garter snakes winding out of the roots in the ceiling, about mud floors and thick darkness midday. 'Twas a blessing to have a window, even if the only little hole in the soddy's 2-foot walls was covered in muslin to keep out, well, to keep out everything. But allow at least a sliver of light into an otherwise abysmal darkness. The very first earth dwellings in the far northwest corner of Iowa weren't even soddies, but dugouts. Didn't cost a dime, but labor, of course. And a dugout at least got you and the kiddos out of the wind. You lived like a worm, but at least you didn't freeze come January. Tornadoes were a little more than pillow fights. Dugouts and soddies were an insulator's dream. They never came clean. After all, they were made of dirt. When the sod balls settled, which they always did, you had to fill the gaps with more dirt, constantly. But you could put them up in just a few days, especially where the earth took kindly to losing its skin. Cost? Maybe $5 and whatever it cost you for a window. Efficient? Shoot, yes. Ecological? To a fault. Environmentally attuned? Perfect pitch. Soddies were prairie school architecture. They fit flawlessly into grassland landscapes. Frank Lloyd Wright would have loved them. East of here, not many homesteading Iowans started out in soddies because sufficient trees made log cabins much preferred real estate. But out here, trees went at a premium. If you wanted to homestead northwest Iowa, last place in the state to be homesteaded, and the best doggone farmland anywhere, your first move was to put your nose to the sod. But nobody stayed long. If you wanted to prove up your claim, you had to make your chunk of land look prosperous, including the domicile. Average stay in a soddy? 5 years. When abandoned, no one shed a tear. Most were just one room for the family, not far from here. One immigrant family took in another, and the whole bunch slept in 8-hour shifts. That little song I read is the only psalm to the soddy I've ever seen. Someone actually sat down and wrote her memory of a way of life that once upon a time was all around, but never, ever greatly beloved. The sod house. For some here, at least it got us by. Thanks be to God, it got us by.
I am looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim. And my vittles are on always serve the best. And the mice play shyly round me as I nestle down to rest in my little old sod shanty on my claim. The hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the board roof lets the howling blizzards in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass round the little old sod shanty on my claim. Yet I rather like the novelty of living in this way, though my bill of fare is always rather tame. But I'm happy as a clam on the land of Uncle Sam in the little old sod shanty on my claim.